Zimbabwe.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Wednesday, October 12th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube. Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about problems faced by Zimbabweans in repatriating bodies of loved ones from various nations. According to funeral parlors and representatives of Zimbabwean communities in several nations, it costs between 15,000 and 20,000 rands to repatriate a body from South Africa to Bulawayo. The costs are higher when bodies are ferried to Harare, Mutare, Victoria Falls, and other places. Zimbabweans also find it difficult to repatriate remains of their loved ones who die in the United States, United Kingdom, Australia, and other nations. Relatives have to fork out as much as 20,000 United States dollars to repatriate their remains back home. A large number of Zimbabweans end up using social media and crowdfunding platforms in an attempt to raise money to repatriate remains of relatives back home. Most Zimbabweans are against the cremation of their loved ones. Namhla sihlolisisa ukungcwatshwa kwabadabuka eZimbabwe abatshonela kwamanye amazwe. Kubiza imali efika inkulungwane ezimbili zama-rand, 20,000 rands, ukuthwala izidumbu kusuka kwele South Africa zihanjiswa eZimbabwe. Kufuneka imali eningi kakhulu uma isidumbu sihanjiswa eHarare, eMtare, Victoria Falls nezinye indawo ezikhatshana. Abantu abaningi bagcina bengena endaweni ezinjenge-social media ukuze bedinge imali nxa abanye babo sebetshonile, ukwenzela ukuthi bahambise izidumbu ekhaya. Kubiza imali efika inkulungwane ezingamashumi amabili amadola, 20,000 United States dollars, ukuthwala izidumbu zihanjiswa eZimbabwe kusukela eMelika, eBhilitane lezinye indawo. Nabutho Mabena of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa says there are serious challenges in repatriating bodies from South Africa to Zimbabwe.
The difficulty that we have within the migrant community or the diaspora that is in South Africa is that if a person passes away, normally the expectation is that the body must be repatriated to Zimbabwe for burial. It is expensive to transport a body to Zimbabwe. It costs between 15 to 20,000 rands, depending on where the body is going to be buried. Normally in the Matabeleland region is about between 15 to 20,000, but it goes higher when you are transporting the body to Harare, Chipinge, and other areas. And also, if you are coming, the body is being repatriated from Cape Town, say to Chipinge, it becomes very expensive. So it then becomes difficult for family members. If a person is not a member of burial society or has no funeral cover or funeral policy for their bodies to be repatriated. And if some, they come from small families because others have few relatives in South Africa, it becomes difficult to repatriate the body. So our call as the leadership of the Zimbabwe community is that every Zimbabwean, if possible, should belong to a burial society or at least have a funeral policy so that when someone dies, those that are left behind will not have the burden of contributing to repatriate the body to Zimbabwe, because the elders in Zimbabwe always celebrate, even though it would be a time of bereavement, when the body gets buried in Zimbabwe. And they get disappointed when someone gets buried in South Africa, because traditionally they want someone to be their child to be buried in Zimbabwe. But due to the high cost of repatriating the body to Zimbabwe, it becomes difficult. So we call on everyone to join the burial society, to approach the funeral parlors, to join their funeral policy, so that when one passes on, it should not be a burden to family members and friends to transport the body to Zimbabwe. As we are speaking now, we have a family that is struggling to raise 15,000 there in Northwest. By last night, they raised 4,500 to repatriate the body of their loved one. So this is why we continue to make this call, that all of us must prepare for the afterlife. We know that at some point we are going to die. So it is important that when we are dead, our bodies are buried where our families or where we want to be buried. But of course, there are those that have established families in South Africa who would want their bodies to be buried in South Africa.
That was Mr. Nqabuto Mabena, chairperson of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa. For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live streaming on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our websites, www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com. Send us your message right now so that we can call you back. Joining us from South Africa is Mr. Ntantampofu, co-director of Kings and Queens Funeral Services. Hey, welcome to the show, sir. Thank you very much. Let's start in English. So we know that you are playing a key role in ferrying bodies of deceased people from South Africa to Zimbabwe. Tell us about some of the challenges that people are facing there, just briefly.
Yes, as the previous speaker has already indicated, the major challenges pertain to the costs that are actually involved in repatriating bodies. And it's only not just the costs that are involved, it also involves the issues of the paperwork that has to be processed by the Department of Health, the Department of Home Affairs, you know, the consulates, so that they can actually facilitate the repatriation of the body. So there is a lot that gets done behind the scenes then in terms of the administration processes. And of course, the costs also then come in when those paperwork has been finalized. Obviously, there has to be money that have to be paid to the funeral service providers so that the repatriations can be done. And of course, one of the biggest costs pertains to the transportation cost, because it is a long distance. And also, if you also consider the cost of fuel, currently actually it is actually a critical cost driver in terms of the repatriation. So those are some of the challenges that we face. And of course, it is also the issue of how people are organized, especially when they are living in the diaspora. It's not as easy as it would be if people are back home where they have got all the family support and the like. So yeah, those are some of the challenges that are faced in this particular industry.
Yes, so give us a quick breakdown on the costs, the cost of maybe a box, the cost of transportation, and all those kind of things, just briefly.
Okay, basically, when it comes to providing a funeral service, you'll find that there is cost in terms of, number one, when somebody has been deceased, if they're deceased probably, say, at home, there will be cost that would be involved there. There has to be doctors that come through, the paperwork that has to be done by the doctors in terms of the confirmation of the death and so on. So all those costs come into play, because somebody has to be certified. They have to be moved to a government morgue where they will be kept there. And at times, there must be a post-mortem that has to be done. And at times we find that families might decide that this can be done by government officials, or they might actually want to do their own. So that also contributes to the cost. And then after that, there is the administration processes, having to deal with different departments that get involved there. Like I've already indicated, the Department of Health is involved, Department of Home Affairs, and these are not housed in the same place. So there's a lot of movement that takes place, and also that obviously adds costs. And actually, the paperwork itself, there's lots of papers that are actually involved there to actually finalize and process the documents. There has to be communication, for example, with Harare to actually confirm that this indeed is a Zimbabwean citizen. And then it is only then that there has been that confirmation that a body can be repatriated back to the country of origin. So, and then obviously comes in the issue of the storage, where people have the body has to be stored before the final preparations are done. So that also contributes in terms of the cost. And of course, the coffins. The coffins will range. It really depends on the quality that has been chosen by the family, from 2.5 going up until to the higher class of coffins, where we're talking about the caskets and so on, which can be as expensive as 25,000. And of course, then there is the transportation, the type and mode that people choose. You can choose, obviously, either to travel by road, or you can decide to fly. And we are able, as a funeral pilot, to actually facilitate the type of movement that you want as a family for your deceased. So there is the cost that also come in terms of the travel. The ones, the cost that were being mentioned earlier on, they pertain mainly to the road transportation. When we inculcate both the services in terms of the preparation up until the movement right up to the end. And of course, there's also cost that also you get involved. There are border costs, there are fees that have to be paid at the border post when you're actually repatriating the body. And also when you actually arrive in Zimbabwe, you also have costs in terms of the grave. The grave has to be bought, so that at least the person can be laid at their final resting place. So there are those costs that are also involved that have to be paid over to the municipal office officials as part of the cost of the funeral. So basically these are, and those costs usually will come probably in forex or even in the local currency, but still the costs are still actually
yes. Siyakuzwa kakhulu ke ngesintu ke nxa singabuza ukuthi kambe vele kubiza imalini ukuthi umuntu let's say angabhubhela kwale South Africa ulimhambise khona ngale Zimbabwe ngamafutshane 1 minute kulokho ba ngesintu.
Okay. Khona kungabiza njengoba kuye washiwa earlier on ngivumelana loye washo phambilini ukubana kuba 15,000 on average umuntu engasuka lapha ayefika koBulawayo. Yebo, iy'ndleko ziyakhuphuka uma susiya endaweni ezisekudeni ezifana labo Harare, oWange, labo Falls, labo Mtare kanjalo. Kodwa-ke khonapho ku-15,000 iyamthatha imoto yomuntu imbeke kwele Zimbabwe.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu ke, sicela ubambe khonapho. That is Mr. Nhlanhla Mpofu, who is one of the directors of Kings and Queens Funeral Services. He is based in South Africa. Let's take a brief break. We'll be back in a moment. So we are going to be back in a moment. Siyabuyela ngesikhathi esibuya. Yeah, so we'll be back shortly.
Gwirikwiti kana kuti measles, chirwere chinotapuriranwa chomuchipfuwa, chinokonzereswa neutachiwana we measles virus. Utachiwana we gwirikwiti unoparadzirwa nemhepo, kuburikidza nekuhetsurirwa kana kuti kutaura uri pedyo nemunhu ane gwirikwiti. Vari panjodzi huru vanosanganisira madzimai akazvitakura uye vana vane makore ari pasi pemashanu. Zvitaridzo zvinosanganisira kupisa mwiri zvakanyanya, tumapundu twakatsvuka tunobuda pahuma twozopararira nemwiri wese, achikosoro chakaomarara, dziwa, maziso anochururuka mvura ari matsvuku uye manyoka. Kana gwirikwiti rapfuriridza, rinogona kukonzeresa chirwere chenzeve, kuzvimba kweurozvi zvokonzeresa kurutsa uye kuvhunduka vhunduka, mabayo, manyoka uye chikosoro chakanyanya. Kana maona zviratidzo izvi, endesai mwana kuchipatara nekukasika. Mashoko aya mavaunzirwa neCommunity Working Group on Health in partnership with Ministry of Health and Child Care, World Health Organization and UNICEF.
Right now, we've got Mr. Nhlanhla Mpofu of Kings and Queen's Funeral Services, and we also have Ketwe Pepe, a Zimbabwean living in South Africa. Miss Pepe, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mr. Dube, and you. How are you?
Hi, siyaphila kakhulu wena unjani khona ngapha eBotswana?
Ngiyaphila kakhulu linjani?
Hayi, siyaphila. So akusitshela ukuthi kuzima kanganani ukuthi abantu behambise isidumbu eZimbabwe.
Okay, ya Baba Dube labalaleli okokuqala lapha eBotswana kuyabe kulama steps angu-5 okumele ukuthi uwa-observe nxa uthe watshonelwa ngumuntu lapha eBotswana. Ya, i-step number 1 kuyabe kumele ube ne-certificate sikadokotela okhomfimileyo ukuthi umuntu usethonile. I-step number 2 kuyabe kumele ube ne-police affidavit. I-step number 3 kuyabe kumele ube ne-death certificate. I-step number 4 kuyabe kumele ube nencwadi from a Ministry of Health ekhululayo umufi ukuthi engatravela uthone especially from a non-infectious, nxa kuwukuthi i-non-infectious bayamclear. Okwesi-5 kumele ube ne-environment certificate ukuthi umufi uhlatshiwe injection ukuthi engonakali. Yizinto ezinhlanu ezifunekayo lezo. Kodwa-ke i-challenge ekhona isikhathi esiningi sinanzelela ukuthi abantu bakithi abaningi lapha eBotswana baya bengelamaphepha. IBotswana ilo mthetho wayo omunye onzima kakhulu and ekukliyeni umufi isikhathi esiningi ninze mina ngingukhethe ebhede vele umuntu oyabe funeka ukuthi adile nami nxa mina sengitshonile ngumuntu onesibongo sakobhede nguye okumele ukuthi asebenze indaba yami ngize ngiphume ngihambe and lowo muntu kumele abe enama-valid document. Akukho lula sibili kuyi-challenge kuze kuyefika ekuqineni. Even endleleni nxa uhamba ama-roadblock wena muntu onguwe omele ukhethwe ubhebho yabo uhamba nawe nguwe oyabe uphuma ukhuluma nabomthetho bayavula njalo umufi bayamvula bemboni bekhangele namaphepha ohamba nawo waphethe ukuthi kuya-alayina yini ondibotswana boda. Hhayi, nxa uvele amaphepha unawo akuhluphi, abananjebo abazidinga kuwe bona bafuna ukubona umufi nawe wena ohamba naye ukuthi lize proper documentation lapho liyazidlulela. On the Zimbabwean side kunalapho labo bayavula futhi umufi babefuna ukubona lawo amaphepha, but on the Zimbabwean side there is an office ethize khona khaneboda kule mali ebhadalwayo lapho. Imali elo ungayibhadala uyaphiwa iphepha, iphepha lelo you-proceed. For example, nxa uvele eBotswana i-first hospital i-Plumtree hospital i-proceed ungene e-Plumtree hospital uthole i-burial order ngoba umufi kamufi from umango omude engalayo i-burial order kumbe yabe sesiye emakhaya kumbe yabe sesiye eBulawayo. Konke lokho ngama-steps okumele uwathathe. Azazana ama-steps kunama-cost. Ngibona ingani nje i-challenge ekhona kakhulu kusekuprocesseni amaphepha kanzisi umufi engelawo lawe wena ozohamba naye ungamangayo kuhle kumbe ma kungela kuhlobo esile sifomo esifana nesakhe. Yiwo ama-challenge kakhona.
Yes, sizwa kuthiwa futhi okunye okuhluphayo imali ukuthi abantu imali ibanzima ukuthi bayithole. So akusitshela ngakhonokho ngamafutshane sibili. So bagcina bengena emphakathini ku-social media becela imali abantu.
Ya, yeah, babathube kuyahlupha ngoba imva yinto ekhona but abaningi bethu asizesakwamukela kumbe sakulungiselela. Isikhathi esiningi nje siyaphila nje anyhow bese kusiba ngumthwalo walabo abalungisele nxa sekumvakele. But umuntu ovele e-organize these days uyahlala nawe ujoyinile wona lama insurance wabama-burial wona lawo lawo yakule funeral policy lawe oyikhokhelayo and very much sure ukuthi iyakhava indleko zalokho nxa sekuthe kwenzakala ngoba uyaclaima anti beku-assist financially. But in the event yakhonokho ukuthi umuntu uyabe engajoyinani into ezinjengalezo kuyaba ngumthwalo lina selihlele liyaqoqa lilungise lihlanganise. Kodwa-ke lapho kuyahlupha ngoba sokungathatha isikhathi and nxa kuthatha isikhathi indawo ezinjengemamosha especially lapha nxa engathonelanga esibhedlela kwabe kumele ziphinde private mosha kuyabe kunama-cost and especially nxa engelamaphepha ngoba kuyafuneka ama-afidavit kusuka umuntu ekhaya kusuka abazali kudingakale lokhu ngapha uyabe kuthatha so kuyakhosta kakhulu.
Yebo, that was Miss Ketwe Pepe, who is a Zimbabwean living in Haberoon. Thanks very much. You are going to join our show next time. Thank you so much, Sebonga Kulu. So now we are taking callers. We hope that the callers will be coming shortly, you know. So at the end of the day, we ask people to call us. Our first caller is going to be Mluleki Pepe. We are waiting to call him right now. His family has got a problem, you know. They lost a daughter about a month ago. Now they've lost the mother of that daughter. So let's hear from this caller that is on the line. Pepe, kunjani baba? Hello, caller, kunjani? Hello, caller, how are you? So we cannot hear that caller. Unfortunately, I think we've got a slight challenge in our communication system. So let's see the people that are here on Facebook. We've got VOA Indebele, we've got VOA Shona and other Facebook pages. So there are some people who are sending messages. You can send yours as well right now. We've got Shwele Tebe who says, "Kuhle ukugqugquzela umphakathi ngokujoyina ama society." So in short, she's saying, it's good to join burial societies because they are the ones that help people in all these kind of problems. And then what Bekilizwe Ncube, who says, "Baba Dube linjani khona ngapho kulo buzima obukhulu ngapha eGoli xa sokuvele imfa," meaning that there are serious problems that they face whenever they have got a bereavement in the family. So send your messages. We are going to read them as we go. I hope we still have Mr. Nhlanhla Mpofu on the line. Are you still on the line, Mr. Mpofu? Yeah, tell us briefly, 2 minutes, about these burial policies. How do they go?
Okay, silama burial ama policies, ama products nje ayehlukehlukeneyo. Esibhekele ukubana ke akwazi ukuthi ahambisane lebhokethi la omunye lomunye umuntu ongabe efuna ukubana abambisane lathi. Lokhunyana yethu i-burial scheme sethu siqala ke kubo 90 rand. Ifune 90 rand siyakwazi ubana sikhaveke i-immediate family, lapho ngitsho ubana i-couple okungaba ngubaba lo nkosikazi wakhe labantwana. So siyabakhava-ke labayana. And then if you want ukubana-ke ungezelele abantu, uyakhonza ngkhona ungezelele-ke ama-additional members, kuba le mali-ke oyifaka phezulu lapho-ke ukuthi ngkhona ukwazi ukungezelela amanye ama-extended family members. Silama-different classes, okusho ubona-ke zihamba ngokwehlukana, kusiya ngokuthi wena ukhetha uhlelo olunjani. Kukhona i-bronze, kuze i-gold, kuze i-silver, kube sekusiba le platinum product yethu. So uyathola uyakwazi ubana-ke uthenge-ke wena ehambisana nani le budget yakho, ehambisana lokuthanda kwakho, ehambisana lokubana wena ufisa ubana kube ngobani abakhava ilokhunyana yakho, yipolisi yakho. Njalo uyakwazi ubana ujoyinele even abantu abasekhaya. If asithi mhlawumbe-ke lo mndeni abasekhaya abakwazi ubana bazikhokhelele khona ngale, wena uyakhona ubana-ke ubajoyinele lapha, ubabhadelele policy yabo abantu, ukuze ukwazi ngkhona izihlobo zakho lazo zikwazi ubana ziyinakekele. La njalo futhi if usekhaya uyakhona ubana-ke ujoyinele even umuntu ongapha ngase-South Africa, ukuze ukwazi ubana-ke laye abe le cover, ukuze kungabe lo muntu mhlawumbe-ke simthola engekho covered ngepolicy. So ipolicy yethu iyakhona ukukhava nje cishe wonke umuntu emndenini.
Thank you very much, Mr. Nhlanhla Mpofu. Stay on the line. I've got some people sending messages on VOA Shona. Richard Moyo says, "We are hearing you." So Richard wants us to call him. Then I've got Kali Chris Ndlovu, who says, "Masola say nai, Studio 7, Nikoko." And Eddie Mupini says, "Masola Seiko, Studio 7. I guess we've got a caller. So we've got Mr. Pepe on the line. Mr. Pepe, welcome to the show.
Yebo.
Ye baba Pepe, sizokuthiwa ke selehlekelwe umonakalo khona ngale Botswana. Ngamafitshane ke wasithetha ukuhamba njani?
hayi isibhekane lo monakalo mpela. Owaka ifamily kababa uSibanda uDisenti watshonelwa ingane ngemva kokutshela wokutha komlilo endlini. So ikuthange silahlekelwe ngumama wengane njalo.
So singathi kukhona uncedo eliludingayo.
Ya uncedo esiye siludinga kathesi luncedo lwemali, ukuncedisa ngemali yokumngcwaba. Ngoba bona abazali yena ubaba uDisenti kalalutho, sile umuntu ongalalutho. Sokwenzama ukuthi simcele leni usizo lwemali ukuthi ekwanise ukubeka unkosikazi wakhe.
Ye, qhubekela phambili ukukhuluma lozulu khona, khuluma laba bantu.
Okay. Ngoba ibhili yemosha ithe ifuna 5,500 ukuthi singabe umufi wethu khona lapha ebutswana, ngoba singala imali yokuthi simuse eZimbabwe. So ngathesi ngihambe ngicela izimali ebanikini abantu ke bekahlela kwa-akhawunti yami. Ngathesi imali esengile mali engange-1.5 esengiyitholile isasilela kancane. So besikhangela ukuthi umngcwabo ungayenziwa ngesande, ngoba sasa sikhangela ukuthi siyavuka singena embasi silungiswa amaphepha ema-ofisi nonke ukuthi silinde ngapha sisiphethe amaphepha. So besicela izandla ukuthi abantu abenelisaza ngasiphosela lokho ukuthi sikwanise ukungcwaba umufi, then nokuthi uma kukwaniseka noma kungedlula lapho kuze sikwazi ukuwondlala le ngane encane eselethe esibhedlela ngalele 6 years ekhona ekhaya. Isicelo sami bekade ngisicela.
Ye, so bangalithola njani ngamafutshane kulapho?
Ba.
Ye, inombolo ithini? Bangalithola njani?
Inombolo zami zithi +267 7566 4044.
Iphinde njani?
Mluleki Bhebhe. +267 7566 4044.
Thank you very much. Sithemba lokuthi nizathola uncedo. Sibonge kakhulu Bhebhe, ungathinela kusasa bakho. Ye, siyabonga kakhulu. So ke besicela ukuthi nxa kule khola eyodwa nje yokugcina ekhuluma ulimi lwesiShona engene khonapha, sikhulume laye size ukuthi yona uthini. Ngakhona kube simelele ukuthi kuzangena lomunye ubaba oseRujeko Funerals kodwa sikamtholi lokho sisamdinga. Loba nje sokusela imzuzwana nje ukuthi ye silo Richard Moyo ecingweni. Richard makati baba.
Hello.
Ye makati Richard.
Makati baba Dube.
Dube poetu makati mi.
Sawa sinofara muri sezi yini basa renyu tiri kukukunzwai regai ndingotanga nokutenda.
Ye tendai chop chop ngokuti time yaenda baba.
Queens. Ya zvandingada kuti zvekuti zveshuwa chirongwa chamaunza nhasi chirongwa chakakosha zvikuru. Uto futi nezvekutaura vana baba maprize avo, maprize akanaka zvikuru nokuti zvinhu zvinobatsira. Nokuti panguva inoshaya vana veZimbabwe kuno kwatiwa na South Africa, vakawanda vanosangana nemaproblem mazhinji nokuti vamwe vanhu vanotadza kusajoina mafinal policy wautaurwa. Vamwe vachiti hawa vakawanda, vamwe kuti vanao kuZimbabwe vazhinji havazviitarisiri, vanenge vachiti rufu hautiwiri. Saka tinoona vamwe vanhu vachizogara mamochari kana kumwedzi mitanhatu kupedzisira umwe munhu azovigwa muno nenzira isina kunaka. Saka ndirangokurudzira zvikuru kuti vana veZimbabwe zvakakosha kujoina final cover, imari shoma zvikuru inodiwa kuti uzvigadzirire, nokuti kana mukamira muchiti nokuti zvatiri kuora vhiki dzapera takanga atenda rufurutatu but paibuditwa mari dzaisvika kuma17,000 dzaidiwa imwe kuti yakasvika kuma20,000 kuti chitunha chiende kumusha. Saka zvinhu izvozvo mariyo inenge yakawanda yekuunganidza pazuva rimwe chete uye futi kana isipo. Saka zvakakosha kuvana veZimbabwe kubhadhara mafino polisi aya anobatsira zvikuru nokuti nyika inge mari shoma apo napo. Saka zvimwe zvinhu izvada
kungoaaveu. Yes, thank you very much Mr. Richard Moyo. We have come to the end of the show, but before we go we've got Mike Tistore who says this is a very important topic and we'll have so he's saying this is very important and we'd like to have a dignified burial all of us on earth. We've come to the end of the show today. We wish to thank our guests and listeners. Let's meet again next time. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington DC. Good night, Zimbabwe.